This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get to the rundown, as is traditionally the case at the end of the week, spending an hour with Michael Harrison, who is here from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. The overview of the top 10 hits, the big stories, what do we call them, the top talk topics. I always like that. Alliteration. You came up with that, Michael, right? You're the genius that came up with that.
Talk topics. Oh, such a genius. Wow.
Genius?
I don't know if I came up with it or if it just happened. You know, we sent it out to a committee, and we did research for 5 years, and we did surveys and market studies, and then we tested it, and it came back that 42% of the population thought it was okay.
Really?
Sorry to give you such a detailed
and
answer.
The big story of the week is Barbara Walters leaves The View.
I don't know how we can handle that.
Man, isn't that awful? She and David Letterman sound like a couple of old fogies as they wrap up their careers in a manner of speaking. Well, I guess I'll retire. Respect is due to people who earn it. And I think there have been a lot of things in Barbara Walters' career that have been newsy, and they have helped us understand more about people and things, that sort of stuff. It's kind of cool, and she's become sort of an icon. But you wonder, why is she bother? I mean, why would you just keep doing it until you can't do it anymore? That's what I'm not going to stop. I'll just keep doing it until I either make
no
sense.
Why are you making fun of her? Why are you calling her an old fogey? And why are you, making light of these people?
Yeah.
How would you like it if Barbara Walters called you an old fogey?
I'm not an old fogey. She can call me with sticks and stones, may break my bones, but names will never hurt me, Michael.
I mean, do you think that David Letterman still has what it takes to host that show?
No. But he could do something. She doesn't. I don't know what I think of her. I don't think The View is what it used to be, because it misses the two key ingredients, a little bit of conflict between Joy and Elizabeth, and that's what made it, I thought, the two personalities made it watchable, interesting, intriguing, compelling. And
I
guess
with your busy schedule, have time to watch The View?
I used to watch it. When I would get off the air and be doing my work, it's on 11 o'clock East Coast time, I would turn it on and watch it for a while just to see how they handled some of the issues of the day, because my regular Good Day program is aimed more at how women think about the issues of the day, what the issues are, and how this group of women handled it. And for them to think that they needed to have a man, some guy from some organization did some research, said, yeah, I got to have a man on there. Why? You don't need a man on there. You need women who are articulate, intelligent, have a point of view, and it seems, for whatever the reason, that women are eaten up by television. Or Roger Ailes just decides he wants the blonde bimbo of the week, and that's what they throw on a Fox, and once in a while he comes up with somebody like Elizabeth, has matured wonderfully, I think, in her career. And there are a lot of people who like this Kelly. What's her name? Megyn Kelly?
Kelly is not a bimbo. She's a good-looking woman.
I didn't suggest that she was a bimbo, but she started as one, and then she matured.
She started life as a bimbo.
No, she started her television career.
Born a bimbo. That's a great name.
No, that's not what I know. Wait a minute. Do not twist my words around. It'll be enough. I'll get enough flack. Doug at DougSteffen.com.
Do you think Ann Coulter is a bimbo?
I used to think that Ann Coulter. I used to think Elizabeth Hasselbeck was vapid, and then I cued in on what she was saying. I think Coulter has a lot of good things to say. For whatever, they matured, they became smarter, they understood what the audience didn't want to hear, all the acerbic stuff. Well, Elizabeth was never acerbic. She just wasn't very bright, or she didn't sound, scratch that, she didn't sound bright. I think she's always been smart, but she didn't, it takes a while. You think that I started my career, or you started your career working at the best station, doing the best program in the world? Of course not. It takes a while.
I'm just too old. old to be one now.
All right, let's get to the list. Come
I used
on.
To rely on my looks. Now I have nothing.
I know. I who have nothing. Remember that Tom Jones?
I who am no one. Hey, you're pretty smart. So should we start at number 10?
I think that's an excellent place to start. We're going from number 10 to number 1. Is Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, at Talkers.com, goes through the relevant information that comes from listening, observing, paying attention to what's going on. News Talk Radio stations all across the country this week.
Well, we have Major League Baseball action at number 10, also NFL draft aftermath, and I have to say we also have hockey and basketball playoffs in there. A lot of talk about that. At number 9, we have the New York Times fires Abramson, and that's Jill Abramson. And Casey Kasem is reportedly missing. I don't know what to make of that story.
He's not missing. I know where he is.
He's, what is he, in Washington State?
Yeah, he's at an Indian reservation.
Yeah, well, that whole story is extremely sad, painful, and kind of murky. At number 8, Russian military aggression. The new book by Timothy Geithner is getting a lot of attention. That's at number 7. The Benghazi hearings is at number 6. The owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, who went down to defeat at the end of this week,
his team
in an interview.
His team went down to defeat, didn't they?
Yeah, they lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder in 6 games, but yeah. they put up a pretty good fight. They're a very good team, very colorful and dynamic team. And when you think about their history, they're
wait
really
a minute, hold on. Did you just make a racist remark? Did you say the team was colorful?
Yes, they're colorful, and you can twist that out of context, and I will go on Anderson Cooper and apologize.
I think you should, right?
You know, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, they were considered for many years the worst professional team in all sports.
Yeah.
In all sports.
And no matter what, hockey, yeah, baseball, football. Yeah.
All major sports, they were the worst professional franchise year after year. They had the most losses. They lived in the shadow of the L.A. Lakers so much so that the only people that went to their games were people that wanted to see the other teams. And the fact that they have emerged in the last 4 or 5 years as a contender and such a good team, and now with all this controversy, I mean, it's an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, let's move on to number 4, the midterm elections and the primary races. At number 3, we have, believe it or not, the 2016 presidential race and the issue of whether Hillary Clinton has brain damage.
Right.
Raised
yeah.
by
yeah.
Karl Rove.
Who's a well-known brain surgeon. He understands all of that stuff perfectly.
Just such a wonderful man.
Ah, perfect.
And who had the ear of the president and was helping formulate international policy at one point.
Right.
Think about that. At number 2, the Antarctic glacial melt report.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Wait a minute. Before you get too far afield from that, just remember Dick Morris's role and his fetish, and then you can, you know, say what you will. Both he and Rove, what a couple of great peas to be in the same pod. Those two
isn't
guys.
That interesting.
Yeah.
Yes. I didn't mean that as a partisan remark.
No.
Just because I have super duper criticism of the George W. Bush regime doesn't mean I don't have super duper criticism of the William Jefferson Clinton regime,
mm-hmm.
or the George H.W. Bush regime, or even the Ronald Reagan regime.
How about the Barack
or the
Obama
Gerald
regime?
Ford regime, or the Richard Nixon regime, or LBJ and
really
Jimmy
bad.
Carter, and you know,
Kennedy
was kind of okay.
We were kids.
Like 11, I was 11 years old, but I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, he was.
Where the heck are we?
We're at number 1. Oh, no, number 2.
Number 2, the global warming issue and the melting glaciers and all the politics that emanate from that topic, from that scientific topic. And the Boko Haram kidnappings and militant Islamism.
All right. So in a moment, we're going to, those are the top 10 rundown. That is the top 10 rundown by Michael Harrison. We're going to run down the names that are on the charts this week, and then we're going to deal with some of the individuals. in-depth stories as they have been covered well, hopefully, by lots of your favorite talk radio hosts. 16 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is our overview of the top 10 topics, courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Save 15% when you book a room online and stay now through May 21st. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine. The list of people now, as you run them down from number 10 to number 1, the most discussed people, not the most disgusting.
I thought you were going to say that.
Well, some of them are pretty disgusting, but the discussed list of people who have been talked about, how about that?
This is the disgust list.
Yes, it is.
That's very funny. Yeah. Okay, we have Casey Kasem at number 10. We have Jill Abramson at number 9. Vladimir Putin at number 8. Number 7 is Timothy Geithner. Ben Sasse, I believe, is the way he pronounces his name, at 6. At number 5, we have Donald Sterling tied with Anderson Cooper. Karl Rove at 4. Susan Rice at 3. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. Number 1, Barack Obama.
Isn't it interesting with Geithner's book coming out this week, in the book writes about lying for the administration. People told him to, you know, make it come out the way they wanted it to come out, but it wasn't the truth. And then he goes on a Fox News interview and says, oh, I didn't really say that. And the guy, I don't know, the guy didn't have the book in front of him or something. I think it was Brett Baer. And so he doesn't call him on it. But it clearly says in the book that the administration, whoever you want to point the finger at, told him not to implicate the people who were doing the stuff like the IRS. You can't tell that story. Make up a story, but don't tell him the truth. And so now he's sort of backpedaling on that. Another way of making, as you were suggesting a few minutes ago, the administration, this one and all the rest of them, are so full of phonies because they're just too big. You can't manage it all these people. Michael Harrison, we continue with our overview, some of the specifics of conversations we coming up here.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Now 23 after the hour, as the continuation of our overview of the Talkers charts for the week of May 12th to the 16th on the air. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. There are a lot of great radio programs that are exclusive to Talkers.com. You can check out from some very, very good sources. There's some really good hosts that are interested in saying something different than what people are used to having them say on the radio in their normal, atmosphere. So I think I'm an example of that, doing the American Family Farmer on Talkers Radio, which is not heard anywhere else. And it's all about my connection to the farm and, more importantly, solving problems, finding problems and finding solutions to problems that farmers are having. So that's one thing. But Talkers is all about, and talk television, talk radio, Talkers Television, very interesting interviews with a lot of the people who are big names in the talk radio business. I wanted to spend some time, in essence, when you look at these things, the Casey Kasem story is an amazing reality, mostly because of how he affected people like you and me. Maybe I'm on it more, but the average person, is there somebody in America who doesn't know who Casey Kasem is? I'm betting there aren't many people who don't know who he is.
He certainly was a very well-known disc jockey.
Yeah.
And nationally syndicated, heard in almost every market, distinctive sound, long-distance dedication, iconic phrases. Yeah, we're talking about a major broadcasting individual and an important part of radio history.
Yeah. So, under this, and there have been a lot of people who sort of have been reflecting on this in a manner of speaking, and I guess I'm one of them because because I think he influenced me, his mannerisms and stuff. And I remember once he was on the air. Richie, I don't know if you can find that piece of sound when he was on talking about the concept of the countdown, which is something that you developed. And I said to him, we were happy to take what you've done, the idea of a countdown, and put it to use in the news talk radio world. And he was very flattered by that. And he always came across as a pretty good guy. But then there were always, once in a while you get some tape, somebody would get a bootleg tape of him doing. And I thought you ought to explain the behind the scenes as to what happens sometimes, because not all the programs that you hear, even talk shows, some of the weekend advice shows, for example, or the car talk show that was on NPR, those are not done in real time. They're put together in a very sophisticated way, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just like movies. You can go to the movies and you see the opening scene might have been the last thing to be filmed. And it's out of context. It's out of sequence. As a matter of fact, sometimes actors don't even know what they're saying. And radio shows are similar to that. I mean, a show such as this is in real time, and you and I are talking in real time.
Right.
And you don't know what I'm going to say. It's not scripted, and I don't know what you're going to ask. But many of the syndicated programs are, in fact, produced in pieces, and they're scripted. For example, I doubt it was Casey Kasem's idea to even have a countdown.
Right.
He was hired as a voice. He read what he said.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing it spontaneously, not to take anything away from him, but there were people like Tom Rounds, Ron Jacobs. I could name a whole bunch of people.
Do you know who
really
used to,
were the brains behind that show?
Do you know who used to write his script?
Probably do, but I can't think of the name off the top of my head.
Michael Jackson, the great radio talk show host at KBC in Los Angeles, had a producer who was very friendly with all these people that put this together, and he was the one who wrote the script every week. And I'm trying to remember his name. I remember working with him. I can't remember him. He had
those were his words then.
To pay. Yeah, those were his words. They weren't Michael. They weren't Casey Kasem's words. But I do think we owe him, even though he wasn't a talk guy specifically, we owe him a debt of gratitude because he added a lot to radio in general.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you get new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
Coast. 33 after the hour now as our review continues of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. There are 1,000, well, I don't know if there are 1,000, we can't say that anymore, but there are about 1,000. I think at its peak, Michael Harris News here, he's the expert from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. At its peak, didn't the News Talk Radio field have about 1,400 and some odd stations when it was?
Yeah, and I still think that there are that many, if not more.
Really? But you're saying sports talk?
There are many news talk stations, and then there are permutations of news talk. And then when you throw in sports talk, I mean, you're well over 2,000 talk stations, and then they're all news stations, which some have talk shows on them.
Yeah.
It's very hard to define exactly how many are in these categories, because the categories are not, you know, official. It's not sanctioned by the association, you know what I mean? There's
right.
many different permutations.
It isn't like the NBA, where you have to have the
right.
concurrence of all of the people who are members. I find, by the way, to go back to the Donald Sterling incident, which is number 5 this week on the topic list, the stories compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the interview or the things he said, what I find most interesting through the whole thing is that he basically said at the end of the week, I'm not paying the fine. I'm not going to do it. You guys can do what you want. Take me to court. help yourself, trying to take the team away from me. I get lots of money. I'll fight you. This could go on for years. Meanwhile,
but he doesn't understand. What he doesn't understand is he signed a contract when he became an owner, adhering to the rules of what you have to do when you are a franchisee.
So how is this came up in a very good conversation, if I do say so myself, on the Good Day program, and I think it's been discussed elsewhere. Jay-Z is a part owner of, what, the New York Nets?
I believe the Brooklyn Nets.
Okay. So he's a scumbag hip-hop guy who has horrible lyrics in many of his songs. So, and I don't even think, I'm sure that Sterling didn't bring this up. He had lots to say about Magic Johnson and what a horrible role model he was because he had AIDS, yada, yada, yada. But that's not scurrilous. What Jay-Z has done in his career in music is pretty scurrilous. And you could accuse him of saying a lot of the same nasty, negative, racist sorts of things as Sterling is believed to have said. So why is it that he's not under the spotlight as well?
Oh, you're talking about the randomness of how we are outraged?
Yeah, by the, okay, he's a racist.
How about the fact that studies have been done, and I'm not defending Sterling, I'm just trying to be objective.
Yeah.
If you look at his deeds, he hired more African-Americans to high positions in the front office or the back office.
Well, the guy that runs the team is a black guy.
Exactly. So his deeds are different than his words.
Right.
Don't get me started on hypocrisy.
Oh, yes, I love it when you go. Let's say I do want to get you started on hypocrisy. Because you know what? Here's another example of it. The example, we were talking about Timothy Geithner, but look throughout the list this week of things, the things that Karl Rove said about Hillary Clinton and how obvious that shot is. But the Benghazi hearings and how that's all been made up. If you look at the poll this week that was done, I'm sure this became part of a lot of conversations on Good Talk Radio, spoken word formatted stations. The results of the poll showing 73% of people who were polled, 1,500 people, don't believe pretty much anything that's said now by the administration, and they try to counter it with more things that aren't true, and they keep stepping over themselves. So they're basically creating the morass that they're complaining about.
Of course. Of course. And it goes for all sides. It goes for all sides. So, yeah, what it comes down to this is that we as a society, and I said this before, but I'll say it again, and I'll say it every day of my life, we as a society seem to be seeking victory more than we seek truth.
Mm-hmm.
We want to win. We want our enemies to look bad. We want the people with whom we compete to seem wrong. We don't seek truth. We seek victory. And whether it's in politics, or whether it's in business, or whether it's in just personal relationships, we try to trump up cases against people and institutions that are not necessarily true so that we can seem better. And that is deeply destructive to any kind of a healthy society.
Well, but then let's look at what we are embracing in the world of News Talk Radio, the right-wing successful radio programs, right of center, versus the left-wing, left of center shows that don't do. The radio stations that were doing that have failed miserably. Is it, as some have said, that the right is more entertaining than the left? Is it that
simple? I think the right preaches to the choir. I think the left preaches against the choir. They're both preaching to or against the same choir. If there was truly going to be liberal talk radio in America, it wouldn't be spending most of its time talking against conservative talk radio or against conservative television or against conservative politicians. If there were successful liberal media, it would be dedicated to helping the poor. It would be that's all it would do, just help the poor, the fastest growing segment of the population, and your ratings will go through the roof. The problem is all of corporate media marches to the beat of Madison Avenue, and they're going for the same sponsors who want affluent, active listeners of a certain demographic with a certain lifestyle with a certain image, and that doesn't fit into it. So what goes under the guise of liberal talk radio is just simply anti-conservative talk radio. Nobody is serving the poor. And then they wonder why the social program, socialistic, Democratic Party type, Obama type politicians get half the vote, because they're not preaching to the same choir. They're preaching to the poor, to the underprivileged, to the disenfranchised. Whether they do a good job of it or whether they're hypocritical, that's another issue. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is we have to stop believing that what goes under the guise of liberal media in this country really is liberal media. They're still trying to get the same people. So when a true liberal talk show host wouldn't even recognize the existence of a Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or Mark Levin, because the people that they're talking to wouldn't be listening
to
those people.
So let's, excuse me, underscore who a good example of that is. The previously aforementioned talk host, Michael Jackson, is a perfect example of what you were describing, but he doesn't exist really anymore.
Well, because we're at a time now when everything is mega corporate, mega aggressive, competitive, and has a money motive. And I'm a capitalist. I'm an independent businessman. I run a company. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just being honest and saying what it is. That's what we are.
Yeah.
What we are. And you know, if we're snakes, let's admit it. We bite. That's what we are. Let's not be hypocritical. It goes back to what we said before about hypocrisy. And I'm a part of that. I'm a part of that game. But at least the difference between what I'm saying is I recognize it and I'm honest about it.
All right. Want to have a story? Let's get off. This is all some of the best conversations on the radio are advice and help programs. You know, there are fellows like the fellow in Colorado. What's his name? Tom. Who's that? The guy who does Martino. Martino does good advice. Joy Brown does good advice. Clark Howard does good advice. Dave Ramsey does good advice.
The car show that you talked about before did good advice.
Right. There's the Money Pit, the Home Improvement Show does good advice. There are lots of great advice.
Those are very valuable shows.
Right, they are. Okay. So from time to time, people get involved on the air. I do a general interest morning radio program. It's heard across the country on hundreds of radio stations every week. And we basically serve the needs of people who want to know that the world is okay, it's safe, this is what's going on. And then because there is a mixed bag, a group of people who have interesting lives and personalities, I encourage them to give us opinions on these stories that we cover every day, not unlike the information that you and I are sharing here.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know what you do with this, or what a listener does with a story like this. I have no apologies. I've been around long enough. I've survived pretty much everything that anybody could throw at me. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes.
Okay. So this week, it took me 2 days to get the courage up to tell this story on the air. I have not been feeling well, as you know, for a couple of months. I had a really bad case of food poisoning, and it knocked me on my arse for about 3 days, and my immune system got so weak that I had all kinds of things coming in, and I couldn't shake it. I couldn't get it back to the point where I felt 100%. So I was told to go visit a homeopath. I solicited some advice from some people I've seen regular medical. I mean, I have four doctors who are on this radio program every week, so I solicit all of their input, and no matter what they told me, I still haven't felt well. So I decided I was going to see this homeopath who came to me highly recommended by one of my friends who is an alternative thinker. So I go visit this guy, spend an hour and a half with him, and at the end of the session, he figures out what it is that I need to fix my problem. Now, the reason that it took me, I had this in my mind. You remember the old stories about the snake oil salesman and the commercials that some of us would talk about that sounded like, oh, these guys are selling. A lot of people have criticized a lot of the things that some of us sell on the air as being snake oil. Okay? This guy looks me in the eye after an hour and 40-minute conversation and says, you need snake venom from a rattlesnake.
Oh, no.
And what does he do? He goes to the drawer where he has all of his various remedies. He gets out crystallized snake venom, poison, that's been in little, it's encapsulated, and he gives it to me, and I take it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then waiting for, he said, in 4 hours, you're going to feel really badly.
Oh, no.
4 hours, I felt really badly. He said, in 4 days, you may feel, kind of, you'll feel like you did when you couldn't really bring yourself back around to being yourself. And this is the fourth day, and he's right. I don't feel particularly well. I think I've sounded okay on the air, but I'm sweating, and I'm uncomfortable. And he said,
you're growing scales, I've noticed.
Yeah, when my, one of the, Jennifer Horn said, I'm back to speaking again with forked tongue.
Exactly, forked tongue, scales, and I've noticed you've been a little slithery.
Yeah, right. And so in 4 weeks, he says, you'll feel like a new person. So we'll wait and see. But the reason that I told you this is because the traditions of great conversation, I believe, that you and I grew up on and have created in many ways through our individual careers and our collective career here doing the countdown every week, has been built around finding people who had unique conversational skills and could tell good stories. And I've always been told that that's sort of what I do. Sometimes I go a little bit off the edge, but I haven't created because I don't work for that big corporate entity that you're talking about. So it may be that there are good storytellers around, guys like me. Look at Adam Carolla. Great storyteller. Can he survive in the mainstream news talk media? No. So he creates his own world that he's a part of. You found many of those people that are doing podcasts at talkers.com who have a lot to say. I've been able to sort of bridge the gap, but there are a lot of people who think that I, you know, maybe ought not to be on some of the better stations because I am a little kooky. And, you know, so I'm happy to, I espouse my kookiness, tell stories like that, because I think people will remember me better. Who I am if I tell stories like that and it comes around and say, this guy, did you hear what he did? And isn't that what you want when you're telling on your radio program and station? Don't you want people to say, I remember that guy because of the story he told?
Right.
Isn't that what you want?
Yeah. So why are you telling me this?
I'm telling you because it's a different kind of a story than what you hear on the political shows that tell the same story, stick to the same topics, and are doing the same thing day in and day out.
Yeah,
which is
well,
sort
I have
of what
against, I have nothing against political shows being there. What I would like to see is more variety in other kinds of shows, too. It doesn't have to be one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that we have a tradition of free marketplace, free speech, political hard-hitting talk on talk radio is a really good thing.
Yeah.
What's bad is that the corporations believe that's the only way to do it.
All right,
There's also the opportunity to do other things, as you're describing.
Yep. All right, so there it is, the pronouncement. I wanted to tell you that story, get your reaction to it. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
Research shows many people are unaware of the likelihood of a life-changing disability. The Council for Disability Awareness reports that just over 1 in 4 of today's 20-year-olds will become disabled before they retire, and approximately 90% of those disabilities will be the result of illnesses, not accidents. Dick Ludke from State Farm explains.
For many Americans, the ability to earn a paycheck is their most valuable asset. Anyone who works needs to have a plan in place to help protect that paycheck. If you don't have that, you could be putting your financial future at risk.
Were there any other findings?
When faced with a disability, 65% of working Americans say they could not cover normal living expenses even for a year if their employment income was lost, and 38% could not pay their bills for more than 3 months.
To learn more about how you can protect your paycheck and your family's financial future, see a State Farm agent or log on to statefarm.com. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Save 15% when you book a room online and stay now through May 21st. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Let's get dedicated to the legal end of understanding some of the items in the countdown this week, the charts, the stories of the week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. Steve has a law degree. He practices law. He teaches law. He's all about the law. He's Mr. Law. And has a website that really helps people identify theft and other scams called Scamicide.com. So we are in good hands with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who, in terms of understanding some of the stories, number 9 this week is the story of the Casey Kasem family watch. So what is there about this thing legally. It's changed over the last month or so, so that his daughter, Carrie, has sort of conservatorship of him. But his wife, second wife, wants to protect him from something that we aren't really too sure of, because the wills have all been changed and she gets all the money, the kids get nothing. So there's a little skepticism here. But what legal justification do either of them have for carting around with their father slash husband?
Yeah, this is, you know, it's a sad story, and it's one we've seen repeatedly in the past. And there's always that concern about the financial as well as physical abuse of seniors. And, you know, once someone, you've got a stage where someone may not quite be on their game. They may not be competent, but they haven't been deemed incompetent. So then you have people just trying to influence this person to make decisions. But ultimately, you have people vying for the authority over him. And it may be by getting him to sign a durable power of attorney. It may be by going to court and getting conservatorships or guardianships. So you get different parties vying even with different courts. And the tough part is, unless you do have really some kind of oversight in regard to the care, you do find people who are just doing what's best for their financial interests. And yeah, I've been watching this Casey Kasem for a while. The family's been fighting amongst itself, and a lot of it does seem to be money related. But it's just a sad part of aging in America today.
All right, so let's take another spin around that block. The lead singer of the Four Seasons, Frankie Valli, also known as an actor who was in The Sopranos. I mean, everybody knows who Frankie Valli is pretty much. I would hope most of the people listening to us right now know who Frankie Valli is. He and his wife moved from Jersey, or I think he may have married his wife in California. She's from California. So they lived together for 20 years, then they got divorced. Well, they've been working at getting divorced for about 10 years. One of the sticking points was the value of his millions of dollars worth of life insurance coverage. And at first, because the wife was the beneficiary, a court ruled that she got it all. And then it went to court, and the judge says, no. This is a superior court judge, says it's community property 50-50. Well, apparently there's a lot of cash value to it, and that's why they're arguing about it. So what? How would you rule if you were a judge on something like that? Was she entitled to it because she was the beneficiary, or because the cash value is a lot of money, do they split it?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is it's less about whether she's the beneficiary as about where their marriage is. And this is something that you see very often in wealthier couples who may have homes in different states, because the state of the divorce, which is supposed to be the state with their greatest contacts, control. So if it was in California, yes, it would be a community property asset. On the other hand, if it was in New Jersey doesn't have community property dividing things equally, and in there they have what's called an equitable division statute deciding who had greater contribution to these assets. So that's where they start fighting about, well, where did we really live, which state had the greater contact, and Frankie Valli wins if it goes, if the divorce ends up in New Jersey. If they end up in California, she's going to win.
All right, quick comment on the comments made by Karl Rove about Hillary Clinton. Is what he said libelous, or because she's a public figure, he can say what he wants?
Yeah, you know, you really nailed it on the head there. And that is, you know, at one time, if you said something even about a public official or even about a public figure, you were not protected. The same libel laws that applied to all of us applied to them. But the Supreme Court changed that in order to really allow a greater discussion in the media and to protect the press, not have a chilling effect on them. So the bottom line is, unless they can prove actual malice, that he did this knowing it's a lie and intending to hurt her, and that's a pretty tough thing to do, he's not going to be protected. In England, it would be another thing, and you're seeing celebrities file more and more of their libel actions in the UK because their laws are more liberal.
It's Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney who overviews some of the big topics of the week every week at this time. Thanks, Steve. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.